Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Oh, praise God. Just that quick, the thought for the song slipped my mind. Some of you may be still having storms in your area, so I can understand if you can't make it on the slope down this part of the city of Charlotte. But on the other side is still storming some. So we're going to take a chance, and since it's not thunder and lightning now has calmed down, I am going to go ahead on and open the lines for prayer. We have so many people with prayer requests tonight, but we know the enemy is busy, but our God is greater. And no matter what it looks like or sound like, praise God, we're standing on the promises of the Lord. So what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hello. Look where he brought me from. Okay, baby. Hold one, please. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry about that, but that was an emergency. Davey's on her way to at the hospital. It said something about we're going to labor and delivery, and I'm like, wait a minute, praise God, but she's going in the area to check. That's one of the prayer requests tonight. I thought she had started dilating again or however, but the blood pressure has been out, and they have her to the hands and face is sweating a little bit, so they're concerned and they want to make sure that she gets checked. So praise God, standing on the promises of the Lord, no matter what it looks like, sound like. We're praising and magnifying God. He is an awesome, marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal God, and we look to him as the author and the finisher of our faith. So we're standing on the promises of the Lord. Hallelujah. And there is no doubt or wavering when it comes to the things of God. He is a God that's faithful to his word. He's just teaching us more and more how to trust him when we can't trace him. And no matter what, glory to God, we got to keep glory to God, our faith in the Lord. Not glory to God on what we see or what it looks like or what it sounds like. We got to stand in faith and walk by faith and not by sight. So in the midst of every situation, challenges, and things that go on in life, we have to stand on the word of God. And so in the name of Jesus, as we come in your presence today, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving, the attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah, magnifying your name. And we know, glory to God, hallelujah, you're faithful. Hallelujah, glory to your holy name. God, we thank you, glory to God, for the power of your word. We thank you for the promises. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for, glory to God, just even having the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank you, glory to God, for renewed mercies every morning, for grace. Even in the midst of these storms and tornadoes and all these different things that are happening, severe weather in various parts of the country, and even some that's going on in some of our cities, God, we just thank you. We thank you for your protection. We thank you, Lord God, for glory to God, for them angels being camping and the blood covering. We bless you right now, even for Imani, God. We thank you, Lord God, even with this situation that's coming up against the body, we know, God, with all the prayers that have been going on for months, and even right now, we are thanking you that you got her covered under the blood. We thank you for the protection of the baby Zaire and for herself. We thank you, Lord God, for touching her mind and bringing peace. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing, Lord, that baby to be in the womb until you release it in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, even at this hour, for it to be 6 pounds is only at 36 weeks. God, you are still moving and still proving. We are praying no hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you, for God, for blessing right now for us to be on the prayer line, for those that have been able to come on now, even in spite of what's going on in some of the areas. We bless you, God, and we thank you so much for your blessing in the name of Jesus. Bless us tonight as we come before you to pray. We pray for Pastor Bird's sister, glory to God, that had an attack and was in Florida and was unresponsive. But the power of prayer, thank God for the word, even blessing her to be out of the hospital. Now, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. You are so marvelous, so wonderful, in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord God, for touching, glory to God, and believing by faith. Ah, God, for touching Pat's eye. God, even though the enemy has come up against her, even in her, for to bring blindness on that side, we believe in you for restoring sight, and you're going to bless and give those doctors, as Pastor Birdie was saying, we believe in that you, if they got to go back to, like you said, to the textbooks and go back, glory to God, and put their heads together to find out what's going on for them not to be able to know. They had every kind of test they know to do already and thought it was polio, thought it was this, thought it was that, and still now it's still to the point now blindness is coming at eye. We are praying for restoring. In the name of Jesus, what an awesome God. We're standing in the gap believing, God. Thank God, glory to God, for Neil touching him right now, God, strengthening him to continue to stand and not to look back. Thank God for touching him, glory to God, the blessing, seeking the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe in that his heart, glory to God, is going to be desiring more for God's word in the name of Jesus. Thank God for Pastor, his mother, glory to God, the apostle. God, we thank you, Lord, for her prayers and then standing not only in the gap for the church family, her family, and everyone else, even outside the doors. We're praying you continue to touch her body. We pray, God, that you will touch, glory to God, Stephanie. We thank you, Lord, God, that she don't have any tubes or anything on her. Thank you that she's accepted Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, God, for blessing her, that you're going to bless her mind and bless her where, glory to God, there won't be no confusion there in Jesus' name. So no matter what, God, we thank you for the miracle, because she is a miracle, and miracles have been taking place in her body. So we believe in, glory to God, no matter what's going on in her, in that brain, that everything's going to be stable and lined back up in the name of you. Give her a mind, even as God bless and restore everything, that her desire is to walk this walk in Jesus Christ. God, we bless you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the young man and so forth like this over in this military that was, I think he's in Germany for either Evangelist Kathy out of Florida was talking about, glory to God, how whatever accident that happened, it caused him to have a seizure and be in a coma. But thank God, God is blessed. As the report came back yesterday, the Lord has awakened him in the name of Jesus. We believe in that he'd be restored, and whatever, glory to God, injury that went on in that body, glory to God, that God, you'll bless and raise him up. God, we thank you for the power of prayer, for those that are praying, and God, our God is blessing and moving. So no matter what the enemy is saying, what he's doing, we're standing in the gap for our families, for glory to God, for not only for our families, but the church family, and even for people that we don't know anything about, in the name of Jesus. Ah, for those, glory to God, that have been attacked, we thank you for touching Pastor Sims' brother, glory to God, strengthening him, blessing him, healing him and the rest of the family. Encourage her heart as well as she's standing, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for touching Mother McCormick's children, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Teresa, God, in the name of Jesus, for the miracle that you've done in her body already. In the name of Jesus, and more that you're going to do, and even for the spiritual walk that she'll have even stronger like never before. God, we are thanking you for her to be a witness to many. We are thanking you, Lord God, for touching her husband and family. We are praying, God, that you are blessed and touched. Glory to God, Catherine, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing her body, touching her, and even glory to God for her business. We are praying, God, more and more that she'll draw nigh to you. Pray for their husbands. Pray, God, for their drawing them nigh. Praying for Gomelita's husband and for Alicia's husband and for all our sisters and brothers' husbands and wives and even for their children and grands and great-grands. And, God, even for the power of the anointing, but most of all, as confessing Christ, that we'll live a life before them. And, God, we'll not allow the trials and tribulation that we go through with our families or outside or either with our enemies or either on the church or whether it be on the job or wherever it is in the neighborhood, that, God, we will not be manipulated by the things that we go on, and our voices, glory to God, will be heard, that they will glorify the Lord and be a witness to the hearers in the name of Jesus. And, God, let us be such a light that want to ask, glory to God, what it is that, glory to God, caused us to be able to stand, go through, and be able to still glorify the Lord. God, help us, glory to God, to be the vessels that you're calling for in these last days. So many distractions out of here. So many things is coming against the body, coming against the eyes, coming against the limbs, coming against the organs in the name of Jesus. But nevertheless, you're the one that made it. And so we got to look to you as the author and the finisher of the faith and for you to be the healer, because you did it at Calvary. It's the thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy and try to steal our joy, steal our peace, steal our health, try to steal most of all our faith to keep us, glory to God, from standing on your word, because we know, glory to God, you are a restorer. You know how to restore whatever situation, glory to God, thinks that the enemy is so. But we got to hold on to our faith in the name of Jesus, because the true thing is that the enemy is really not after the car and the land and the house. He uses those as pawns, glory to God, to get us distracted. He uses, glory to God, situations, glory to God, with families and things with enemies, glory to God, to distract us, to keep us away from giving God his glory and praise and walking in faith and being obedient to God. God, help us to recognize the thief in the name of Jesus. You said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and we go around recognize the fact that we got to come in one accord and on glory to God. Glory to God, on our post to make sure that we're in alignment with your word, to know that we cannot allow whatever we're going through to distract us and cause us, glory to God, to deviate off the path. We need you like never before, and we got to make sure that, glory to God, we put you first. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. We pray, glory to God, for Mother Mercer. Thank you for the encouraging words that you bring. Thank you, glory, she brings. Thank God for touching her body. Thank you for the miracles we've been hearing in her family through the prayers. We are thanking you right now for Mother Willette, glory to God, and her family. And thank you, Lord God, for the power and the anointing that's operating in her life. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for the anointing that's operating in Mother Alexander and what God is blessing and using her to do. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother McCormick, God. Hallelujah. She's standing in the gap for her family on this line and whoever else that she run into and the witness to, God. Bless her and strengthen her in the name of Jesus in her trials. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing Brother Black. We pray, glory to God, even while his family was here, that he has enjoyed and had time with them. And God, that you are blessing and anoint him. Pray, glory to God, all is well there. Pray, glory to God, as we believe in God. Hallelujah. For glory to God, for you to move them miraculously there. We pray for Minister Jenkins. Glory to God, the advances. Bless her body, touch her mind, encourage her, strengthen her that she's continuing to stand. God, we pray, glory to God, you're blessing her family. Help her to hold fast to faith that she can keep speaking what God has given her to do. Pray for Sister Noel, God. Ah, God, thank you for touching that heart. Thank you for touching, glory to God, those lungs. Thank you for touching her body as she, glory to God, even went back to work as a retiree, glory to God, of 40 years, I think it was, for driving the bus, God. Thank you, Lord God, when she get ready to go back with those children, that you keep her, God, and strengthen her and bless her, God. And thank God that those little young people love her too as well. We are thanking you, Lord God, for a blessing. Glory to God, Sister Rachel and Sister Laurel, God, touching their bodies, strengthen them, encourage them, directing them, helping them to continue to stand and hold fast. Glory to God, to the word of God and for the anointing to flow in their lives. Touching, glory to God, and thank God for the praise reports and the miracles that then took place. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for Sister Johnny Mae, glory to the elder. God, stir up the fire and the anointing in hers. Thank you for elevation. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayer life that she has and how you grooming her and raising her up in the name of you. Thank you for touching her daughter, glory to God, the one that went through the brain surgery, touching and healing her. Thank you, Lord God. I'm going to give God the praise and magnify his name. Why he's working in the background, hallelujah, on my granddaughter, believing, glory to God, all is well in the hospital, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for her parents, pray for encouragement, pray for direction, glory to God, pray, glory to God, for the bond and for the continue, hallelujah, as they work together. We are praying, glory to God, that we're going to stand, as the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything will be added. If we take care of God's business, he's going to take care of ours. So I'm going to give God praise in advance. Oh, Shema, Koresi, Ine, Elerabo, Sheba, Korobo, say, da. Hallelujah. I'm going to thank you because I'm believing, glory to God, it is well. You're going to bless her, glory to God. She's going to have the proper care, and she's going to be able, as you say the same, and it's your will for her to be on, come on back home. We're going to believe that it is, and that Zaire, glory to God, is well. We're thanking you right now for every one of our families that are represented through us as we're standing in the gap, the saved, the unsaved, in the name of Jesus. Pray for my auntie, Elise. Thank you, Lord God. Even through that stroke, all the miracles that you done brought through her, glory to God, and even now, even though the speech is a little bit distorted, she is on the prayer line for the last couple of months, not our prayer, but praying for 30 minutes, glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray once a week. Oh, God, as I'm here, I miss the times, but God, are you touching the body, touching the mind, touching the family? Thank you, Lord God, for Mother Kadir. God blessing and touching her body. Also, having some thoughts for God. I'm praying that you work this out, that she will be able to get the care that she needs, and also for her mind to relax and be able to, hallelujah, open up and allow, glory to God, to help to be there. We are praying and thank you, Lord God, for Mother, glory to God, camp, God, that you touch her body. Continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Pray, glory to God, that you will bless Mother Freeman, God, and touch and strengthen and heal her. Thank you for her daughter keeping, glory to God. Oh, God, care there for her mom as she traveled on the road. Now she's there with her. God, we are praying that you touch Carolyn's body too as well, their elder, in the name of Jesus. God, we love you today. We bless you. Oh, God, I pray that we don't cover all the prayer warriors, glory, and their situations and the financial, the spiritual, the natural, and the physical, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even the challenges, God, we believe in as we rest in you, in their lives as well as mine, that we standing on your word and your promise. We may get discouraged sometime, but God, you said, cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. You are an awesome, phenomenal God. Thank you for keeping us all throughout the night, throughout the day, even in our natural storms as well as the physical storms. Ah, Gusheba, come there today, say, God, nobody but you. And even while we're on this line, as long as you allow us to pray and seek your face, so shall we. Glory to God, if you give us the wisdom to say be released, then we'll release. We're not going to be foolish in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, but I thank you that you have the power to bind and loose in the name of Jesus and put the enemy to flight. Oh, God, we pray for all of those that are affected by the storm right now. In the name of Jesus, that you would touch. Oh, God, that you would deliver, that you would shield and cover under the blood. In the name of Jesus, we bind those corporates out there trying to find a place when the storm comes through to steal people's stuff and to do things, glory to God, to try to get their finances and do other things, glory to God, to bring harm. We plead the blood to expose them, bind them, loose them from their assignment so they won't even be able to accomplish whatever mission, oh, God, that they desire to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray for those that are hurting right now. Hallelujah. Some may have had insurance, some may not have. Oh, but God, we are praying for their lives. We pray for those farmers and captains and whatever that glory to God collided while they was trying to take care of that fire, glory to God, and they lost their lives. God, touch, heal, and deliver, touch that family, strengthen. Pray for our glory to God, our armed forces all across the world, even when they're behind the scenes doing things, glory to God, behind enemy lines. Bless and touch right now, God. Bring them on home safely, God. Touch, glory to God, in their families. Touch their bodies. And some, glory to God, challenging their minds because so much they've seen and back and forth and been in the military for so long. And some, glory to God, young and just got in there and had to end up with things, glory to God, that went on in Afghan and other places and stuff, God, that they can't even seem to go back to keep their family together because their minds are going through various challenges. Touch them now. Heal and deliver and restore, God. Give them the help they need in the name of Jesus. The medical, glory to God. Hallelujah. Assistance they need in the name of Jesus. God, even the financial, because some of the military families, glory, they're going through financial, glory to God. Hallelujah, struggling even for have food and enough money to take care of their families. And some, glory to God, may be overpaid and some other things. And, oh, God, well, we are praying there'll be a balance in the name of Jesus through our government. Oh, God, and decision-making even through our president. In Jesus' name, God, we are asking you, Lord God, to move in a miraculous way. Nobody but you can get the glory. But in the midst of it all, God, give us wisdom as we go in and come out. Cover us under the blood. Dispatch your angels. Help us, glory to God, to be wise about how we take care of our bodies and how we rest and how we sleep and things that need to be restored. And help us, glory to God, in the challenges that some of us are going through in our bodies. We need you like never before. But help us to not to let that, glory to God, be a cork in the wheel, glory to God, to stop us from being obedient to what you say do. God, because the more we submit to you and be faithful over a few things, you'll make us rule over much. And as Paul said, glory to God, for our light affliction, his light affliction, and all that he done went through, glory to God, being snake bitten, been beat, glory to God, down, and glory to God, been left for dead, and all kinds of things that happened, but he still say light affliction. That's because of that relationship. That's because of his trust. That's because of his rest in the Lord. That's because of his obedience. Help us, Jesus. Echo that. God, we need you like never before. I bless the Lord, and I'm learning and striving for to be able to bless the Lord at all times. We pray for Prophetess Benjamin. We know not what's happening there, but God, we pray for her and her family. Touch there in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray globally out for Pastor Graham down in Savannah, Georgia. God, bless and touch her body. Thank you for the miracles that you done wrought in her body. Continue to encourage her and her family, all that they done been through. God, we love you today. We appreciate you. God, we bless you. None like thee, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless the Lord, and I thank you, and I glorify you, and I thank you for the opportunity and even the privilege to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this, and the privilege to be a part of divine connections, even in the vision and what you're doing, even with this these women of God and even this young man, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you today. Oh, God, I pray, glory to God, that you would just continue to move by your spirit. You know the need of every one of us. God, whether we speak it out or don't say it, hallelujah, we say it in different other times, or we just keep it in our prayer closet. God, move and bless and minister and glory to God. Let your will be done. Give the desires, hallelujah, of their heart as they delight in you and put you first. And God, as they strive to do more and more for you, God, oh God, I'm praying for phenomenal things to move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. So I bless you today, and I thank you again, and I praise you, and I glorify you because you are worthy of the praise. And as we come in your presence, even the more, hallelujah, help us to come with thanksgiving, attitude of gratitude. Come, glory to God, glorifying and magnifying you. Come, glory to God, giving thanksgiving. And as you said, glory to Philippians, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Then you told us, glory to God, be anxious for nothing. And then to make our request known. Then to give thanksgiving. Then you would be the one to give us the peace that passes all understanding. That, glory to God. And glory, when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast. And think on the mindset of, glory, those things that are true, those are lovely, that are honest. Glory to God, that are, glory to God, of a good report. God, we are praying like never before. Help us to have the right mindset. But most of all, even in that, have the faith in you, trust you, love you, glory out with the agape love, and allow ourselves to submit and commit ourselves in obedience to you, because you said obedience is better than sacrifice. We can say it, pray it, prophesy, but doing it is another thing. We need you every day. Help us to not to be so independent when we are supposed to be dependent on you, in the name of Jesus, for our daily bread, for everything that we need. In the name of Jesus, I bless you again for all of those, glory to God, that have needs, and glory to God. And whatever it is, you said you supply, but help us, glory to God, to walk in faith. You elevate us as we humble ourselves and obedience to you. You do the elevating. You said promotion comes not from the east or the west, glory to God, but it comes from you. So God, help us to strive to please you, and you'll take care of the rest, in the name of Jesus. So Satan, we serve notice on you and all your little cohorts, and every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme be eradicated right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up and loose you and cast you out and send you back to the dry place of which you came. And help us, glory to God, so we'll be obedient and we'll never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to and esteem others more highly. God, help us. We got to walk in forgiveness. We cannot be a perpetrator and expect you to bless and overflow us with blessings in the name of Jesus. We pray for Mother McCormick, glory to God, when she get ready to speak, glory to God, on the 13th. And we pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for our appointment on the 12th, glory to God, with the Eagles, and we pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. Pastor Burton, glory to God, at the end of the month, and we're praying, glory to God, for our sisters and brothers, and glory to God in the gospel, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our leaders, in the name of Jesus, that more and more will be obedient to the Spirit of God and get out of the prestige, power struggles, and all this other fame and foolishness, in the name of Jesus, and get into a place where all the hunger and thirst will be for to please God and his people, in the name of Jesus, by being obedient as a leader, in Jesus' name. And help us as sitting under leadership that we will be obedient to God and come in compliance with our leaders as they walk in truth and be that witness and be that light. Father, we'll follow them as they follow Christ. We love you today, God. We appreciate you. We call back our peace and our joy and strengthen us, God, that we continue to stand. Oh, glory to God. When everything seems stormy, still yet, God, you'll give us that peace in the midst of our storms. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, I bless you and I honor you. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for so many blessings. And glory to God for your goodness. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have Mother Eminem, Mother McCormick, Mother Willette, praise God. Mother Alexander. I'm trying to see if our sisters, praise God. Oh, bless God. Look, until I can get my composure right there, those are the ones that we will have. As I said, Mother McCormick, Mother Willett, Mother Alexander, and we'll take it from there. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to see where Mother McCormick, well, I'm sorry, Mother Willett, did her phone drop and come back on so I know which one to click. Jesus, the line is open. So that must be this one right here that you just called back. In the name of Jesus. Is that Mother Willett, that's your line?
Who you want to come on first?
That's going you. I'm just trying to find out which one, because it looks like Mother Alex Willett line dropped and picked back up. I got to open the right one. Okay, then. We'll just go ahead and wait. Go ahead. She was supposed to be after you, Mother McCormick, and then Mother Willett, and then Mother Alexander. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Father God, we come before you tonight, Lord God. We give glory and honor to you, Lord. We thank God for our Pastor Hubble on tonight, Lord God, how she just prayed out of the depths of her heart. We thank God for her. We thank God for each and every one that's on the prayer line on tonight. Lord God, we just ask you right now, Father, in your name, Jesus, that you, Lord God, forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. We just thank you, Lord God, for how the storm came through, God, and how it just went through it, and everything was okay on this side of the land. We pray that everything else is okay on other places, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, because you are awesome, God. You are God that sits high, a God that sees, and a God that knows all things. So we just give glory and honor to you on today, Lord God, for just being so merciful, for being so good, Lord God, for just making that way. When we can't even see our way, when we don't even understand how things are going to be worked out, you always are on time, God. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I just thank you, Lord, because you said in your word to lift our eyes into the hills from which coming our help, and we know all our help comes from you on tonight. So we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God. And Lord God, before I even start praying any more, I just want to just touch and agree with my sister Hubble on tonight, Lord God, with her granddaughter. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus for Monty and her little baby, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that everything is already worked out. It's already fixed and it's already done. And we just thank you for the little bundle of love already, God. We just thank you for it already coming at the time when it's supposed to come, or whatever way you see to work it out, God, because it's all in your hand. So we just give glory and honor to you, Lord, and continue to keep her, Lord God, and shield and protect her. And look down on her mother and her father. Look on them, Lord God, and continue to look on Brian and look on Carmelina, Lord God, and give them the strength, Lord God, to just hold on and just continue to just be encouraged, Lord God, as things go through in their life. In your name, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. And we yet, Lord God, pray for her other daughter as I'm praying for things, praying for her right now for Alicia, Lord God. We pray for her in California, Lord God, and we look on Archer and look down on JoJo and Angelina. We just pray for them right now too, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue, Lord God, to keep them, continue to put angels around that place where they live in California, Father. Continue to protect that whole entire area where they live, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to look down on the whole entire state, Lord, in your name. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just pray, Lord, that you'll look down states, all the states all over the world, the whole entire world, everywhere, Father God, because there are so many things are happening. So many things are going on in this world today. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you is a God that sits high, and you see and you know all things. And so we're just so grateful, Lord God. We're just so thankful for what you are and what you're doing, Lord God, because you are doing great things behind the scenes. When it looked like things ain't being worked out, when it looked like things ain't being happened, Lord God, when we begin to just learn how to just let go and let God, oh, Father God, you will work these situations out for us. And when we learn how to just give it to you and just trust you and lean not to our own understanding. God, you will do a work like never before. So, God, we just give glory and honor to you in the midst of the situation, in the midst of things that's going on in the world today, in the name of Jesus. So we bind up every foul demon, anything that's not like you that tries to hinder, try to come forth, try to think it can stop, because we know, God, that you got it all in control. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, because you just told us, God, you said in your word, God, you said, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, we just want to we don't want our heart to be troubled as we're going through our trial and our tribulation. We're going to count it all joy when we fall into our temptation. We want to be able to know, God, that you is a God that sits high, that you is a God that sees everything. You know everything that's going on in our life. And we can't hide nothing from you. If we go in the dark, you in the dark. You see that? You see what's behind the dark places. So, God, we just thank you. We just thank you on tonight, Lord God. We just thank you for all that you're doing. And we just pray right now for all the prayer warriors on the line on tonight. We just pray that you touch each and every one that Sister Harvey have already called out, all our prayer warriors. We just pray right now that you touch the family, their families, and God, just whatever they need, God. We know, God, that you are able to grant it to them in your name, Jesus. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on the school system, Father. Look on the school system where the schools is stored right, Lord God. Continue to look on the kids, Lord God. Continue to keep them, Father, as they go back to school, Lord God. Give them the strength that they need, Lord God. Help them not to be discouraged, Lord God. We know sometimes some of them get discouraged about things and don't know why things go like they is or the way they are, but God, just give them that strength and let them know, God, let them have a prayer on their heart to be able to, even ain't nothing but one instruction that they can learn, and if they know about it, if they know know the word, if they can just read a scripture, and even if they don't even know the word, if they can just get that word in them, that they read that scripture and just get it in their heart and just keep believing that you will just work these situations out as they plant that seed in them, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask you to look down on the police tonight, Lord. Look on all those police, Lord God. Touch them all out there, Lord God. Oh, God, touch those that's doing right. And, Lord God, touch those that's doing wrong. Look on them all, God. Give them a heart, a change of mind, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you see every situation. If it's good or bad, you see what they're going through. You see the situation. And you're the only one that can work these things out. You're the only one that can fix it. And, God, we pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ as a whole, Lord God. Look down the whole entire body of Christ. Help us, Lord God, to keep the love, to have the love for one another. When we see our sisters and brothers going down, when we see things ain't happening, Lord God, oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we can learn how to catch them by the hand and lift them up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on the people that's in jail on tonight. There's so many people in jail. Some is in jail for one thing. Some is in jail for another. But you know all about it, Lord God. You know how to change things when they don't know how, we don't know how it's going to be changed. You know how to fix it when we don't even know how it's going to be fixed. So we put it in your hands on tonight, Lord, because you said cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. So God, we cast those cares on you on tonight, Lord. And you said let us not be weary and well doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So God, help us, Lord God, as we walk this journey, Lord God, and look down on the doctors on tonight, Lord. Help them to make right decisions, Lord God, as they go into the office, Lord God. Help them not to be so tired sometimes when they go to the hospital, Lord God. Help them to get that strength that they need, get that rest that they need, that when they go to the hospital, that they will know how to do the things that they need to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just pray for the doctors. We just pray for the nurses, Lord God, that they will get rest too, so they'll know how to give the right medication out to people, that they won't go around and give them the wrong medication. In your name, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for the truck drivers on tonight, because we realize they the one that brings in all these things in the land, different things that's been traveling from one country or one state to the other. We pray for these truck drivers, how they have these long distance ways they have to drive, and sometimes they got to pull off side of the road because they're so tired. God, we pray for that you will give them strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we got to pray for these people out here. There's so many, Lord God, that don't even know what to do and who to go to, but we stand in the gap because we are the prayer warrior. We stand in the gap for people that don't know what to pray about and who to pray to. So we let them know that Jesus is the answer. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved by only by the name of Jesus. So we pray and we just thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for medication, Lord God. We know there's a lot of people taking medication, and there's so much medication that people are taking. And Lord God, when they take it, Lord God, help them, Lord God, take it in the right way. Let it be something that we know, God, that you're the one that's going to do the healing. If there's any healing going to happen, it's going to come through you. But God, we know that they take the medication. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that when the pharmacist give them the medication, that they will give them the right kind of medication, that they won't get all mixed up and give them the wrong kind. So, God, we pray in these situations in your name, Jesus. We pray for those that's depressed tonight. So many, Lord God, are depressed about things that they can't even change. Think that they don't know how to fix. But let them know, God, to let you work it out. You are able to fix things. You are able to turn things around when it looks like it can't be done. In the name of Jesus. We realize the word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:4. He says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of the strongholds. There's some strongholds out here that's trying to hook up and trying to get on people. We have to pull down those strongholds in your name, Jesus, because we know there's power in the name, and we know there's healing in the name, and we know there is deliver in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord, in your name, Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for the mind, because we know the mind, Lord God. You said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So, God, help us to have the mind of Christ, a mind to live right, a mind to do right, a mind to be what you will have us to be in the last and evil day. The word of God shall ever learn it, but never come into the knowledge of the truth. So God help us, Lord, to come into the knowledge of the truth, come into the knowledge of the truth, to know which way to go. Because a lot of times we don't even know what to do. And then sometimes we know what to do, but we don't do it. So God help us, Lord. Help us down here, Lord God. Like my sister said a while ago, Sister Hubbard, help us, Lord. We need help. If there ever been a time we need help, we need help right now in your name, Jesus. We thank you for your healing, God, because you already healed your people. You said by your stripes that we are already healed. So, God, we ain't a people trying to get healed. We already healed, but we got to walk by faith and not by sight. So, God, we just thank you on tonight, Lord. We just give glory and honor to you. You are so good, Lord God. You are so merciful. You are the God that sits high and see and know all things. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on those that don't have the clean water on tonight. I think about them babies, Lord God, so much. I think about the clean water. Oh, Father God, it's so special that we have that water. And it's not so much as the natural water, but it's the living water that we need too. We need that living water. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will continue to have mercy on us, God. Continue to pour out your anointing on us the more. And, Lord God, that we'll be able to know which way to go, which way to stand, and what to do and what not to do as we go through life's journey. God, we love you on tonight. We appreciate you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough. We just can't thank you enough for what you're doing. We pray right now for my children, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for my daughter, Catherine. We pray for my daughter, Teresa, Lord God. We thank you for that miracle that you have done in her life, Lord God. We thank you for the changes that you're doing in her, in your name, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for other miracles that we've been praying on the prayer line. So many miracles. We thank you for how you already worked a miracle for Apostle, Lord God, for her son, for her daughter-in-law, God. We pray for her, God, and her family, Lord God. And we pray for a prophet, Lord God, Prophet Bird. We ask you to look on her, too. And we pray, Lord God, for a minister, Willette, Lord God, and her family, Father. We pray, Lord God, for Mother Alexander and Pastor Stills, Lord God. We ask you to look on Rachel and Laura, Lord God. Look down on was on Milton, brother, Lord God. We just pray for them all, Lord, and brother Blight, Lord God. We just pray for them all in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for this divine connection, Lord God, that we will continue to stay together. We will continue to be lit, stay connected together, that no link will come loose, that it will stay connected, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We glorify your name because we realize if it had not been for you on our side, what would we be on tonight? But because of your grace and mercy, God, that we are still in the midst of the living, not amongst the dead. So we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, and we thank you for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. If Mother,
Okay, good. Y'all can hear me now?
Yeah, I heard you.
Amen. Praise God. I apologize. I think that storm was affecting my house phone, so
yes,
it kept going out, then I was going to the cell phone. But any case, thank and praise God. Hallelujah. And Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence, and I'm and such appreciation to you, Father God, for being so good to us. Yes, a lot is going on, but you are God. Hallelujah, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father God, that you have already worked situations out, but you want us to come to you with what concerns us. Glory be to God. And I, too, touch and agree with my sisters, Pastor BJ, praise God, and all of those that she lifted up, and praise God, Sister McCormick, and all of those that she lifted up in the prayers for all of the body of Christ and the prayer warriors. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for your servants, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. It's been a busy past week, Lord God, but you are, as long as we're seeking those holy moments and making sure that we do not leave you out of our equations, Lord God, things have to get better. Glory be to God. And we thank you that by faith we already have the victory. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the scripture. I was looking at the little daily reading for today where it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Glory be to God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he restores my soul. It's a time, praise God, that we grow in Christ in such a way that we take a seat back and just rest in what God is doing, praise God. If he is for us and you are for us, Heavenly Father, you love us, there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. Yes, we bring our supplications and make them known to you with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And we're not, hallelujah, wishy-washy or waver in our prayers. We trust that, first of all, according to 1 John 5th chapter, that you hear us. And if we know that you hear the prayers, glory be to God, then we can have confidence that we have, hallelujah, what we ask you for. Because you said, ask and ye shall receive. You said in the word of God, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Glory be to God. And we have faith in you, Father God. There ain't nobody else we can have faith in. Hello, somebody. But God, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you give us a measure of faith. Glory be to God. A faith to know that you are, hallelujah, just who you say you are, and you do just what you say. Glory be to God. You said, hallelujah, I came that you might have life and life to the full. Glory be to God. And I receive it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You said in the world you're going to have tribulation, but, glory be to God, that's a contrast, but, hallelujah. Be of good cheer because you said, Jesus, I have already overcome. And if we're in Christ, we're overcomers also. Father, I thank you so much. I ask you right now, Father God, if we've sinned and fallen short, and sometimes we have. Sometimes it may be an assault. It may not be something malicious, but forgive us for our sins. Blot out our transgressions, as David says, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. God, if we're harboring, Lord God, bitterness or unforgiveness or, Lord God, some type of hatred in our hearts, forgive us, Lord God. And we cast out everything, every thought, every imagination, and command it to be brought down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for good, sound minds. And, Father, we pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray special prayer this evening, hallelujah, for our young people, Lord God. Some of them already started back school, and there's already challenges. We plead the blood of Jesus against every attack against our young people that's in school. We pray for the schools and the school staff, the teachers, Lord God, the students in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you touch these young people's mind, hallelujah, and let them realize that they don't have to listen to the whispers of the enemy and trying to get them to go a different path from the path that you have for them. God, I pray that the parents, I pray for the parents that are raising these young people and sending them to school. I pray, God, that these young people will have, hallelujah, the ability to stand up and say, you know what? I accept Jesus. I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me, and therefore you say what you want to, but I'm trusting Jesus, and you need to get him too and not fall for anything that the enemy try to put on their plate, the blood of Jesus against all of this wickedness that's in the land and trying to come even use our young people to try to entice other young people to do foolishness. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we cancel it, render it null right now. As the scripture teaches in Psalms, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. The blood of Jesus against all of this sickness and all of this wickedness that come to people's mind. We pray for those, Lord God, that are having trouble with mental issues in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God. We pray that they will, Lord God, see that it's time to choose what's good, to choose what's right, to choose what's holy. Glory be to God, to choose, hallelujah, to be kind, hallelujah, to be loving. And we pray, oh, Lord God, that parents, Lord God, would do better. And, Lord God, teach and do everything they can to mentor these young people to respect the adults in Christ Jesus' name and do right, hallelujah, and try to learn and not try to be a part of this craziness that's going on in the world, the blood of Jesus against it. We pray, oh, Lord God, for the body of Christ, the leaders in the body of Christ. I pray for these pastors, Lord God. Went to a pastor's anniversary yesterday, Lord, and it was beautiful. But I thank you for the power of that word that came from 1 Kings chapter 13. What a word. What a word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We've got to hear what you say, Lord God, and get in our minds, heart, and soul that we're going to agree with your word and obey your word. Hallelujah. It's not difficult because what you tell us, Lord God, is for our life. It's for our good. It's for our health in Christ Jesus' name. Your word is good like a medicine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's helped all of our bones, our flesh in Jesus' name. We pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that are in hospitals, psychiatric center, medical psychiatric facilities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, praying for the caretakers, the health care and medical staffs, Lord God. I touch and agree, God, that the doctors and those health care staffs, Lord God, should be focused and get rest in Christ Jesus so they can, Lord God, come to work and come with a mind to help people as though that they're helping a member of their own family and be kind to them in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up those, Lord God, that, Lord God, have got a diagnosis. Somebody that's on hospice, Lord God. We were talking to a friend, and she said Georgia, her daughter, Tracy, the one that had the bone marrow that went through it, it went well, and then the cancer come back, and now she's on the hospice, and she's having a tough go of it. So we pray, Lord God, if you say that you want to bring Tracy home so she don't have to go back through any of this chaotic situation that's down here on earth. We pray that you give her an easy transition. And, Lord God, we pray that her soul, Lord God, is satisfied with you and is right with you. In Jesus' name, we lift up her mom, Lord God, who's also have some mental challenges. In Jesus' name, we pray for her. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray for people everywhere. We pray, Father God, that you cancel the secret plots, the assignments, Lord God, the traps that the enemy is trying to set. And we speak and declare and decree that those secret plots will come to naught in Christ Jesus' name. Give us liberty, Lord God. Help those, Lord God, that are going through one situation after the other. It sounds like somebody was trying to come on the line, so I'll hurry but hasten on. Father, in Jesus' name, be with those that are having arthritic conditions, those that are, Lord God, going through it. So many people have been getting diagnosed with some type of heart trouble. I pray for divine healing and supernatural deliverance of those heart situations in Christ Jesus' name. Those that are going to cancer treatment, I pray, God, that you heal their bodies in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, for people everywhere. Have mercy on our souls. And, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I invite your presence to be with us everywhere we go. We give you free rein in our lives. Help us to do good and not evil, do what's right and not what's wrong. And I bless each and every representative on this phone and their families in Christ Jesus' name. Continue to bless the woman of God that opens these lines so that we can come and meet. God, some people may not say a word, but we know that you hear their cries too, and we ask you to turn their situations around. Heal, set free, save, and deliver. And we love you, we bless you, we praise you. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede on our behalf. Thank you, Father God. We love you so much, and thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for deliverance of those strongholds and addictions, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. Your will be done now, Father God. Be with us always and take destruction out of these storms. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, thank you for this day, Lord. For waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us through these days, Lord. Father, you see all in you all. Nothing is hidden from you. And we come together today, Lord God, standing in the gap for our sister, granddaughter, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, to let your will be done, that she'll get out of there strengthened and everything be all right. Because your word tells us, acts. And you tell us in your word, you'll give us a desire for our heart. And Lord, you know, Father God, our heart desire is to see our get in and do what you have to do and come back out. And we know, Lord, that you're a God that's going to give her the desire for our heart. Because our desire is to have our baby and come back out and join our grandmother and our mother. So, Father God, this we ask of you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask these things, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. We ask you, Heavenly Father, because you see the heart of every man. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. And you know exactly what is going on in their lifestyle, Lord God. You know what is happening to them at this same moment. So, Lord, as I bring Sister Jackson and her husband before you, Lord God, you see what's going on. But we know that you're a God that can fix everything. Heart problem is no problem for you. Lung problem is no problem for you. So we ask you, Lord God, touch. Touch his lungs, Lord. Renew, Lord God. I know you can, Heavenly Father, and I know you will because you said ask. And Lord, we pray for another sister Lee, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we bind up that works of the enemy that come against her. Oh, Father God, give her the wisdom, Lord God, that she see more clearly, Lord God. Help her, Heavenly Father, to remember who she are in Christ Jesus. Pray for Sister Young, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see what's going on with her, Lord. But, Lord, we know that your word tells us, if we pray, helps us, the young, to stand faithful, Lord God, and to be strong in our faith, Lord, knowing that you will turn things around. Help our Lord God to remember who she are in Christ Jesus. We pray for our sons and daughters, Lord Jesus. Help them to stand strong regardless what comes, Lord, knowing that you are the outer and finish of their life. Because your word said, Lord, you execute judgment for the fatherless. And Lord, I believe in every word you said, Lord, and I know nothing is too hard for you to do. Standing on the promises, Father God, knowing that you take away any disease, any sickness, it has no dominion over your word. And Lord, we're standing and claiming victory in our sons and daughters' life, Lord God. Regardless what the enemy try to do, he has no authority. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory in every one of our children's lives. Father, your promises we stand faithful on. Your word said you execute judgment. And Lord, we believe, even the Father, that you are the only one can move the mountain. And Lord, we thanking you, Lord, for giving them a good day, Lord God. And when they wake up in the morning, Lord God, they know that it's only God keep me. Help them, Lord God, to continue to keep their eyes on you, Lord God, regardless what they see. Remember that God is a healer and a deliverer. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for the youth today, Lord. There's so much going on with the young man and the young woman, Lord. Father God, I know you said in your word, if we pray. There's so much strange stuff going on out there with these young people, Lord. But, Lord God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Father God, as I bring them before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord, to demand, Lord, help them to see, Lord, that there's a better way, Father God. It's a better way. Help them to see, Lord God, that the world is not all things for them to be sit up and just think about. I can do this and I can do that. Let them know, Lord God. Give them an understanding, Heavenly Father. Open their mind to see, Lord God. There is a better way, Lord. God, drugs is nothing but destroying their life. But we know, Lord God, that you can turn it around. Turn it around in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You see some young people laying down out there in the street. And, Lord, it's hurt to see them. Because we know, Lord God, I know I have sons, Lord, and I have grands. And I hate to see when I see these young people out there like that. But, Lord, I'm standing in the gap. We all in the prayer line, standing in the gap for these young people out there in the street that the enemy come to destroy the mind. Oh, God, have mercy, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on these young men and these young ladies too, Lord God. Help them, Lord Jesus, to remember that they have more authority in them because of they know who you are. Some of them know that there is a God that turns things around. Bring back to their remembrance, Lord God, that you are the only one that can turn them around, Father. And Lord, we're asking you, Lord God, to bring a turnaround in these young ladies' life and men, Lord. Do not throw their life away with these drugs. And we bind up that spirit of drugs that come against them. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose the mind, loose the mind. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, because one thing I know, you answer prayer, Heavenly Father. We know that you're a God that hears every cry, and you hear us each time we call out to you in the gap for someone. Oh, Father God, I have mercy, Lord. I have mercy on the young generation today. We pray for my sisters, Lord, that the enemy attack their mind, Lord God. But we know that your word tells us you gave us a sound mind, Father. So, Lord, I'm standing in the gap for my sister, Lord. I'm standing in the gap, Lord, that she remember that she was given a sound mind. Every time she forget anything, remember, God gave me a sound mind. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one of my sisters on the prayer line and the brother block, oh God. Continue to bless them, Lord God. Continue to keep them in your will, Lord Jesus. Because one thing we know, Lord God, that you's a God that hear our prayer. And that you's a God that answer prayer. Our prayer is never in vain. And I thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. So good to us. Thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of us, Heavenly Father. Because only you do these things, Father. It's only you take away sickness and disease from the midst of us. Help us to stand strong, Lord God, and to remember your word said, Lord God. If we pray, and nothing is too hard for you to do. So, Heavenly Father, we cast in every cares on you, and we claim victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Victory in every area of our life. Favor in everything we touch. Favor, favor. We claim it in the name of Jesus. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against our sons and daughters shall prosper. No weapon formed against our grands shall prosper. Our great-grands, because your promises is what we stand on, Heavenly Father. And it doesn't matter what goes on in this world, we know that you're a deliverer and you're a healer. So we claim victory in every situation right now, Lord. Victory and favor coming down. Favor flowing down in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Oh, when I was going through early, but I think God worked it out for the good. When I I got so caught up and overlooked the number for Pastor Burt. She was storming in all of our areas, but she has a word in something the Lord put in her spirit when she got ready to pray. I have the Lord lead her. It's for the body, and hopefully other ones that didn't make it on the line will hear it later. So at this time, you can hear. And my system went out there for a little bit, but thank God the prayer still was going on. But I thank the Lord for her. God still is good, awesome. But anyway, at this time, receive the prophet.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, la la bosa. Hallelujah. Pastor, I don't think I'm supposed to share that dream tonight. But God was just putting something else in my spirit. But I just want to say, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that he is my God. Because see, things happen for a reason. And we just give God praise tonight. I want to thank God for my sisters and brothers on this line tonight. I'm truly blessed. But you know, the Bible said that laughter is like a medicine. And I just want to share this with you tonight. Because God is good, and God is good to me. Father, we praise you tonight. We honor you, and we give you glory. I pray, hallelujah, for every believer, God, that's on this line tonight, for the church, for the body, and for your people. And I pray, God, for divine connection. I thank you for each one. I thank you that each one, God, is in his rightful position. I thank you, Father, for the praises in their mouths, God. I thank you for they walk by faith and not by sight. I come in agreement with every prayer, every word, God, that's been said tonight. And I do thank you. Come in agreement with the money. It's going to be all right. Everything is well, dear God. Keep a watch over her. Protect her, God, her and that baby in Jesus' name. And we just give you praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I want to share this with you. And if you want to laugh, laugh, okay? But anyway, I've been praying and asking God, because I've been
out of fellowship, been out of church for a while, and me and my niece had went to eat, and we passed this church, and she said she had been there one time before, but my spirit man just jumped. I don't know what it was, but my spirit man jumped, and I told her, I said, you know, I think I need to go to that, visit that church. So I didn't do it last week, but this week, and I pulled them up online, and it said 9:00. Now, all of you know me, and I'm not an early bird. So I said, service going to start at 9:00. I don't know whether we'll make it or not. But when we go to God, and we let God know that we're willing for his will to be done in our lives, God will carry that thing through. So I'm up. I was up all night and got up that morning, Sunday morning, got dressed, and I got to church. I pulled in, parked my car, and went into church. When I got in, oh, my God, praise and worship was awesome. They were praising God, hands up. And I come in and I sit down and I start praising the Lord and just thanking God. So everybody was so friendly and so nice. And I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, I'm aware that somebody's standing behind me. And this man comes and he whispers in my ear. And he said, do you know when you pulled in and parked? And I said, yeah. He said, you got out the car, you left the car running, and you left the keys in the car. I start laughing and praising God. I just want to tell you that the devil has a hit on us, y'all. And when we start doing what God wants us to do and calling us to do, amen, we need to know that the devil is going to attack any way he can. Now, I can't give the devil all the credit for that. I don't know whether I was just that excited or whether I was just that sleepy. But nevertheless, I was in the presence of Almighty God. Had a great time. Listen, the word was good. Everything was good. And so we got to know that in this season, and I'm going to keep saying it, because we're preaching the same thing that God is showing me in dreams and visions and that study coming. I don't believe we got long to be here. But in that meanwhile, we need to be on our posts. We need to be faithful. We need to be where God wants us to be. We need to get in the race, get in the war, and gird up, because the devil's attacks are going to come against the body of Christ like never before. Satan don't like you. The world don't like you. But God is for you, and he's getting us ready for the end times of everything that is about to happen. And I want to tell you that the church, that church is one of those witnesses. Hallelujah. I had the privilege of listening to somebody talk about those two witnesses and who they are, and it was awesome. But I just need to tell you, we need to be in place. We need to be ready. We need to be strong, because God is going to work through his body for what he's about to usher in. So I just want to encourage each of you tonight, don't come down. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. And look at life and laugh. I had to laugh at myself. I had to laugh at the fact that I was so excited about church, or again, sleepy, that I left that car running. I've never done that before. I mean, just jumped out of the car, car running, I'm in there praising God. So just know that God loves us so much that he gave his son. And he is positioning us right now for the time and the period that we're living in, because he's soon to return. And we need to be in position. We need to be ready for whatever comes. We cannot be distracted by the things that's going on in the world. We got to pray. We got to stand in the gap. We got to be on our post. But God don't want us to be disturbed by all of that, because he said it was going to happen. He just needs you to know who you are and the place, that the part, rather, that you're going to play in these end times. So, Father, we do thank you tonight, thanking you for the sisters and brothers that take their position seriously. Thank you, God, that they pray without ceasing. Thank you, Lord, that every prayer that comes before you will not come back void. It will accomplish what it's sent out to do. And God, I'm asking like never before that the Spirit of the living God just engulf us, dear God, so that we will have power and authority and that anointing, and we will see people healed and whole and set free. God, we're going to see miracles like never before. So, God, I bless you. I thank you. And to you be the glory forever and ever, as I agree with every prayer that has come forth tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you and love you. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he has done and is doing in the name of Jesus. Thank God for bringing us all through the storms on this side, but we know there's still storms going on in other places. But at this time, I'm going to go ahead and take prayer requests. I called Brother Black in between our prayers and hadn't heard from him, but let him know that we've been praying for him. And also Pastor Sims, and she was saying she just got in the door. She had some tests that had to be done concerning her kidney, and I don't know if that's a follow-up or what. She was trying to tell me something else, but the phone just kept having problems. So I just told her to go ahead and eat. If she can come on and just listen. But in the meantime, that we had, I had prayer, called her name up and her brother up earlier. So in the meantime, whatever that is, we'll find out about it a little bit later. But right now, we're going to go ahead and take prayer requests, so we're going to have no more interruptions and whatever, because like I said, one time my system did go down, and thank God I had already opened some of the lines already, and then I couldn't get back in until the system came back up. But in the meantime, it did not stop the flow, so God is so awesome, because I couldn't say anything in the meantime, but I already had opened lines for those that were praying. Thank God for our prophet tonight, every one of you that already prayed. Thank God for the prayers going on for the little lady. I did hear from Brian just a few minutes ago when I called. And she's in labor and delivery up there. They took her up right away. They're doing, giving an IV. Her blood pressure did go down from 149 over 90 down to 133, now over 88. But he said he'll inform me, keep me update in the, they're doing vitals now. And so, of course, the doctor hadn't come in yet. But she's in good spirits. She's talking to her auntie from California, so. We believe in God, all the prayers going forth, and everything is well, and we're going to carry out what assignment God has for us on this line. So right now we're going to take prayer requests in the name of Jesus, and want you to pray for Pastor Sins, and we will keep already for Imani. That prayer's already been gone forth, and believe in God for that. So I've already made prayer requests and prayed a lot of the things earlier, but even with Pastor Bird, if she decided to still give an update with her sister, even though we had her in prayer earlier. I did, anyway. Really, I know y'all was in agreement. She can make that request, or anybody else that has any requests. I'm going to open up the other lines for any of our guests. And anyone that has one, we want to give you that opportunity now to make your request. I'm trying to see if the, it looks like it's trying to play circles around. Okay, everybody's line is open. It's just one person, 7864. The system hadn't opened yours yet, and one other. So hopefully it'll pop open in a little bit. It's having a delay for some reason. It got knocked out. The I don't know if the storm weather must have knocked the system down a little bit, so the internet is making it slow for this to come back open. But the lines that are open, if you have a request now, and I got to get from Mother because I was on the line. I didn't hear all the lady she was praying for at the time. At the time, I didn't hear her name.
Amen. I got one, BJ.
Okay. All right.
Amen. I want to lift up, we have a friend that's been in the nursing home for quite some time. Gina Noe, lift her up. And I want to pray for Vaughn. I hadn't talked to her in a little while, but I do want to pray, you know, Sister Dorcas Small's daughter. Vaughn, the last time I saw her, she was at the bend, and she was doing pretty good, praise God, because she was out with her sister. But still want to lift her up. And my dear friend Jeanette, we want to pray for her. She's the one who was originally, the doctor told her she needed a heart transplant, and she chose not to get it because she wanted quality of life. And she's been having some fluid buildup. If she was doing great, she didn't have any. But now all of a sudden she started having some more fluid buildup. So we're praying and asking God to continue to deliver, give her a new heart in Jesus' name. And whatever rest, whatever that condition is that's causing her that fluid buildup in her body in Jesus' name. I just want to lift her up in Christ Jesus. And I thank and praise God for all the prayers for our children and our loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Before Pastor Bird hang up, I know you got to go to eat in a little bit. You want to take that prayer request?
Hallelujah. Father, we do praise you. We honor you and we give you glory. God, we thank you that by your stripes we are already healed. But God, while you are on the throne and working everything out, we want to lift up these individuals to you tonight. You said Jenny, no?
Gina, no. Yes, ma'am.
Gina, no. We lift her up to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for she is wonderfully made by you. We ask, Father God, that you touch that body, you touch her mind, Father God. We are praying for complete healing and restoration for her in the precious name of Jesus. God, we know that you can do all things but fail. God, we thank you for her, and we thank you, Father God, that you continue to bless her, keep her, and strengthen her in Jesus' name. We also pray for Jeanette, Father God, who's having problems with the heart and who has chosen not to have a transplant. God, we know that you can do all things but fail. We know that healing is in your hand. And God, we know that you're able to touch and heal that body in Jesus' name. We speak to that body now in the precious name of Jesus. And we said that that fluid, Father God, will come down to normal in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, give her a new heart, Father God. You do that transplant in Jesus' name. Father, we are praying for quality life for her. Give her strength. And God, she made that choice of what she wants to do. And we are asking you, God, that you honor her in that. God, we are praying for long life for her in the precious name of Jesus. The doctors can say all kinds of things, but God, we know that you got the answer and you know the end from the beginning. So we ask that you strengthen her now in Jesus' name and that she will walk in good health. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Okay, Vaughn, too, she said, Mother Dorcas, you know, she's already gone, but that's her daughter. Pray for Vaughn, too, for her health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she suffers with something called clleroderma, a disorder, skin disorder, and she uses oxygen. So, yeah, just keep her in prayer, God. Keep her. Thank you.
God, we do thank you for our doctors in the name of Jesus as we lift her up to you. Father God, we come against that skin condition. We are praying, Father God, that the doctors will, the dermatologist or whoever she's seeing, Father God, will find something, God, that will help that skin in the name of Jesus. And God, we're believing you, even this breathing, God, where she's on oxygen. God, we know that you can touch and heal. We're praying, God, that those lungs will work the way they were created to work, that air would go in and out like it's supposed to in Jesus' name. So, God, we're believing you for restoration. We're believing you for healing, God, because by your stripes, you said she was already healed. So we're just waiting for the time, God, that she walk in it. We thank you for continuing to keep her and strengthen her through all of that. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Bird. Appreciate that.
Praise
okay,
God.
Mother McCormick, would you pray for Pastor Sims' body and her brother Alonzo that's still in the nurse home, and also Mother Alexander, would you pray continuously for Pastor Bird's sister in Florida, Rosalie, for her healing.
Can I give you an update?
Oh, yeah, give an update then.
Okay. My sister Rosa, she went into actually insulin shock, and that was what caused her to be unconscious. She's going to see her doctor probably on tomorrow, but she also has a mast in her stomach, and they want to send her to a specialist who will find out what that is, and right now they're just passing her around from one person to another, and they got her appointment for that in September. So I am praying that a doctor will be able to see her sooner than that, and that they can determine what that mast is. And, you know, we're coming against cancer and everything like that. But continue to pray for her strength and for her healing, even with her back. They have burned nerves and given her shots, and none of that is working. So if you would just thank you for praying for her, and that they did find out what was wrong with her yesterday, but she did have a lot of health problems that asking you to pray for.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. What's her name is?
Rosalie.
Rosa.
Rosalie.
Rosalie P.
Father God.
Rosa.
And then Rosa. Uh-huh. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know all about Rosa, Lord. It is nothing that is hidden that you don't know about her. Our sister, touching an agreement with our sister, Lord, asking you, Heavenly Father, to turn this situation around, Lord God. You know how she feels, Lord, according to our sister, moving from one to the other. No, I don't think she's very comfortable with that. But I know, Lord, you see all that. But I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, you do that. Everything, you do it, Lord God. Touch those doctors' heart, Lord God, that they come to see exactly, Lord God, and to know exactly, Father God, what is to be done. And you have to touch them heart, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, exactly what is wrong with Rosalie. Because you gave us from his physician, Lord, and it's a reason why. But, Lord, we know that the healing is your department. Healing is only you can heal, Heavenly Father. Those doctors can give medication and see, but nobody can heal like you. And Lord God, our sister been worried about her, Father God, and you see all that too, Lord. So, Lord, we come on this prayer line, each and every one of us, touching in agreement with our sister, Lord, that whatever it is with that mass that she have, you let those doctors see what is going on. Because, Lord, we know in our heart that you is a healer. We know that you is a healer, Heavenly Father. And doesn't matter what men say, when it comes down, it's all about what we believe in our heart and that we know that the Lord can do. So, Lord, we put Rosalind in your hands. And it's in the name of Jesus we stand before you, Lord God, touching in agreement that this situation, it got to be a change, Lord God. That when our sister hears from her again, is that is going on. Come to know that God already has this thing in his hand and he's going to work it out. In the name of Jesus, I ask this of you, Father. Because you're a God that hears everything. And your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. And your word tells us also, come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, we all standing at the throne of grace for Sister Rosalie, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. These things we ask of you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much.
And Father God, we come before you again this afternoon, Father. We come, we ask you to look on Pastor Stems, Lord God, the tests and things that she went through today, God. We pray that she got a good report on it. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen her, God, and keep her, Father, as she walked this journey, Lord God. Help her to stay encouragement, Lord God. Let her know that you are God that sees and knows all things. Let her realize, Heavenly Father, that you are able, Lord God, and you are still walking right beside her. You never left her, Lord God, and you're right there working out situations for her. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to let her not be weary in well-doing. Let her know, God, that she'll reap if she faint not. And, Father, we pray for her brother, Lonzo, Lord God, knowing that he was on the line for so many so many months, Lord God, that when he used to always come and he was so concerned about being ahead of his family and taking care of them, Lord God. And Lord God, now we see that the enemy have come and tried to attack him, but we bind that devil up in the name of Jesus because he has no authority over Lonzo. Lonzo will come back out. He will come back and have a testimony to be able to let people know that he held on and he waited on your Father. So we realize, Lord God, there's nothing too hard that you can't do. And, Lord God, we pray for our Lonzo's sister, our Pastor Tim. We pray, Lord God, that she will not be weary and well-doing, that she is, that she'll always remember, Father God, like I know she stands in the Word. I know she's a woman, God, that be able to stand to do the work that you got for her to do. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that she'll continue to be encouraged and knowing, God, as she goes through the situation that she's going through as well as what her brother going through and the rest of her family, that she'll continue to stand in that gap and let us know that the Word of God said in Matthew 21:22, whatsoever thing you ask and pray, believe, and you will receive. So, God, I know she believes in it, and I know it's already worked out. It's already done. And so, devil, use a lie. You loose your hold off that family right now because the answer is already being said and it's already been done. And we know, God, that we're going to hear a good report about it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor, I'd like to tell you all, I don't hear Pastor BJ must not be on the line, but I was...
Yeah, I'm right here. I just had to mute it.
Okay, I started out 9 o'clock this morning taking specimens to the doctor's office, and then I had to go for my 6-month checkup over at the kidney doctor, and I was a little anxious. There's just a lot going on. But I still was holding in faith, and when I got there and I took the disc from the x-rays and everything and the doctor examined it, he gave me leave not to come back for a year. Everything was fine. And I just praise the Lord for his
Hallelujah.
Mercy.
Glory to God.
Grace. And the
Thank
other
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I started losing weight again and doing that, but I'm telling you, I just believe God and his word, and I'm eating all I can eat. In fact, I ate too fast trying to get on the line to talk to you all, but I wanted to invite the ones in Columbia. We're having a meeting of the Light the Path Ministry on this Saturday, the 12th, and it's in the main library on Assembly Street, room in, and the subject is spiritual warfare. And if any of you are free, please come out and join us. The second floor, the main library, downtown Columbia on Assembly Street. Please come out. She's a great speaker, and she's talking about spiritual warfare. And I'm trying to hold on and hold out, just like my sister just prayed for me. And I tell you, it is an attack of the devil. But we know the Lord Jesus. And hold on. I feel great. I you know, just tired. I sat there from 3:30 to 7 or somewhere in that neighborhood. And it's just a lot. But I thank the Lord. Like I said, I'm in no pain. I'm not hurting nowhere. I'm just trusting God to bring me out of this victorious. And I thank each and every one of you for praying for me and for my brother. I was supposed to go see him today, but I had to stay in the doctor's office so long and wait. I didn't get a chance to go see him, but my sister saw him on Thursday, and he was doing well. So we thank you all. This is just a great group to be involved with that know how to pray and will pray, don't mind praying, and prayers are answered. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you.
We glorify the Lord. Praise God. Thank God
yes.
for the prayer. Amen. Thank you for everybody that's been praying. A couple of lines were the system had went down again. So I just opened the line up for anyone that was 2972 can go ahead on with prayer. And I think Evangelist Brenda came on. I'm not sure anybody else have a prayer request because that's what we're doing now, signing prayer requests.
Pastor Hubbard, I have a prayer
yeah.
request. The young lady that I was requesting y'all to pray for, who was in the hospital in Charleston, Ms. Stone, I'm asking y'all to pray for the family. She passed on yesterday. And also to pray for my other co-worker, Serena Scott, and her mother. Her brother passed last week, Friday, and her mother's going through since the burial of her brother. So pray to the Scott family and the Stone family.
Praise the Lord. Father, we come before you now for the Scott family and the, and what do you say the other family was?
Denise Stone.
And the Stone family. And God, we know, glory to God, their heart is heavy now, but only you, the one, can lift the burden off of their heart. So we ask you to touch and minister to them through the Holy Spirit. God, we ask you to send your ministering angels to their posts. And God, we're praying, God, that they will find comfort in you and comfort in with one another. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to help them to remember, glory to God, the good times and the times that they had with them, and every demonic force that comes to have them depressed, oppressed, or confusion or chaos, we bind it up right now and take authority over it and send it back to the dry places from whence it came, and pray that the family will be strengthened and come together even closer in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray, God, that you would just touch now, and we'll pray, glory to God, that you will just have your way in the midst of them, and the only thing we can do is just continue to cast the care. So as we release that over into your hands, we ask you, Lord God, to surround them with your love in Jesus' name. And through it all, that somebody, through the word that be spoken, a word, glory to God, from the Lord, that some life will be changed and come to you in Jesus' name. And we release those back to you and cancel any transferring spirits in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anyone else before we hang up?
Minister BJ, will you ask Pastor Sims, what time is her program on Saturday?
Okay, my dear, can you hear her?
Yes, ma'am, I can. It's at 10. I'm sorry.
10 a.m.
I missed that.
Okay. I have my grandbaby, my granddaughter. But anyway, okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, all right, bring her with you.
Amen.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, praise the Lord. We had a lot of prayer requests. Prayer already. I did. God has given it to me just to do intercessory prayer on people and families and whatever. Like, so we already have Pastor Burton Bird, all the different pastors and different ones lifted up before the Lord. So if there is nothing else, we're still going to give glory and praise to all the prayers that went forth for Imani, too, as well tonight in the family. And we thank God for you all and blessing and praise God that we continue to pray you one for another. And remember, just no matter what, as God lead us, we'll be on our post and being led by the Spirit, and he still continue to move in the background, trusting him that we continue, glory to God, to lift him up and glorify him and trust him, glory to God, that he's got everything in control, and help us to keep casting our cares even in the fire, in the valley or whatever. He's there with us and never leave us. And also, glory on the mountaintop, and how we pray one for another, we get strength from each other in praying, and we can stay focused on the things of God as he's working in the background. And sometimes he'll pull us away, but we just got to know that he's saying it. And glory to God. In the meantime, we got to believe him for the work being done. So I thank God for all that he's already done, doing tonight. And thank God, even through the storm, we were still able to pray and stand on the word of God. So, Father, we do pray for those that are in the storm right now, and some of the things they are saying on the news that are happening in some of the lives and some of the lives that are lost, but some of the things that are happening even with people losing the home or fire or whatever is going on, you're still God, and we're asking you, Lord, continue to save and continue to heal, continue to deliver, continue to encourage, and even go with God, continue to touch hearts to be even thankful. And we know, God, you're a restorer, and you can restore back to those too as well. So we just pray, God, as we continue to be thankful too as well, how you just, glory to God, let it blow over us in the name of Jesus and around us in the name of Jesus. And God, help us not lose our footage when we hear things, whether, glory to God, the things that are going on in the earth realm all around us, because you prepared us before now. But God, in the midst of the storms, we still need courage and strength, glory to God, to lean on you and to trust you, whatever kind of storm it is, even whether it's a storm, glory to God, in the natural, a storm going on in our lives. In the name of Jesus, you are our guiding light. You are, glory to God, the author and the finish of our faith. You are our glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that we need, as well as the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God, the provisions that are being made, the glory to God, the comfort that you give us. God, we just bless you for the Holy Spirit and your word, and help us, God, to remember to encourage one another and pray one for another. And for those that are destitute, those who are less fortunate, those, glory to God, that are going through things that we could almost be one of those. But God bless you because of your faithfulness, because, glory to God, of your love and your mercy and grace. We give praise to that. Thank you for those prayers being answered tonight, and asking you, Lord God, to bless us to keep the faith and continue to keep looking up. Thank you, Lord God, even for that Pastor Bird shared. What a blessing for even being a place to be so anxious and excited about Jesus. Glory to God, and being in the house of God. I do even believe in that is comfort of encouragement, as of the what you just said, laughter is the medicine. But I take it even deeper that is a desire. Glory to God, even though the enemy could have been in it, God didn't allow it to be. It was just a blessing, glory to God. So it's encouraging. So I pray God's blessing upon all of you all, as you continue to seek out the face of God, continue to hold on to your joy and peace. Those are weapons, as well as the other weapons God gave us. So I love you. I appreciate it, and I glorify the Lord as we continue to speak healing to one another, as we continue to speak word of life to one another, as we continue to live a life, glory to God, before one another, that God be glorified, holiness and righteousness. As the night go on, continue to be blessed. As the day, the week, the month, the year go on, continue, glory, to serve the Lord with gladness. We love you. Be blessed of the Lord, and have a wonderful night in the name of Jesus, as we take authority over every foul and unclean spirit that come against us or our families or our possessions, or glory to the word that God's placed in that we hold on to that. Put him to flight in the name of Jesus, and loose, Holy Spirit, have thine own way. Bind up any transferring spirits in the name of Jesus, and call forth, glory to God, the love of God be manifest with forgiveness in our lives. Be blessed of the Lord. Shalom, shalom.
Pastor.
Hello,
yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Before
And let me give you a praise report about my great-grandson.
Okay.
He graduated on Tuesday and, from the military basic training. And he is going to, he left Wednesday to go to Fort Stewart in Savannah, Georgia.
Well, we used to be at Fort Stewart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Glory to God. He passed forward to God and we're able to be the soldier. We're praying he'll do right in the military, be stronger, and also be a vessel that God can use as a witness. You never know what God might do in that discipline in the military. So we praise God for that and pray God's continued blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Be blessed
right,
of the Lord and have a wonderful
all
night.
Shalom.
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 Be blessed
shalom.
And love you. Praise God. What a mighty
you.
God we serve.
Thank you.